The fight against temptation doesn't end after one good choice, but Jesus doesn't stop fighting for you either. Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Even when we walk away from temptation one time, the enemy doesn't stop trying, but neither does Jesus. He's given us what we need to keep standing: His Spirit, His Word, and His people. And even when we mess up, He's ready to forgive us and help us start again. Let's jump back into the story with Checkmate Part 2 by Savannah Coleman. Miles later, we reached a rocky cliff face. I pressed my back to the rock while tears cascaded down my cheeks. I almost took that fruit. How could I? When was the last time I was this exhausted? Snowdrop gave me a whiskery horse kiss and nudged my satchel. After wiping horse foam off my face, I took the hint and pulled my faded, dog-eared copy of the Word out of my satchel. As I read, the words from the King of Light comforted me. I remember I am Oshawa, Knight of the Kingdom of Light. What else do I need to remember? My checkered bracelet clinked against the metal of my armor. This was another reminder, a collection of prayers. I opened the first square and read a prayer from my mother, asking the king to give me the knowledge of his will. As I took out another square, I could almost hear my grandfather's voice, remembering how he prayed that I would live a life worthy of the King of Light, the one who loved me so much that he gave his life for me. A dear friend prayed for me to grow in endurance and patience, resting in the king who patiently withheld judgment for our wrongs and endured a gruesome death to pay our debt for us. Finally, an elder from my village prayed for the eyes of my heart to be opened to the hope of the king who conquered death, and for my inner being to be strengthened to know his love more deeply. Suddenly, sooty gloves gripped the cliff edge before me. Before I could even unsheath my weapon, a dark rook pulled himself onto my ledge. Although I felt a small fissure of fear, I remembered that I belonged to the King of Light. I knew I could stand my ground because he stands against the enemy for me, and I can stand on him. A wide smile split my face. I am Oshawa, Knight of the Kingdom of Light. I pulled my sword free, and light illuminated the night around me, stunning the dark rook. And my king has already declared checkmate. Redemption is mine by the blood of the king. So, what are some questions you've got? As children of God, we still experience temptation, exhaustion, failure, and doubt. Thankfully, Jesus empathizes with us and offers unending forgiveness. Because his blood was shed for our sins, we have the confidence to come to his throne for help when we're tempted, and also for forgiveness after we've ignored him and given in to temptation. He has generously given us his Holy Spirit and his word, the Bible, to help us. We also have the prayers of God's people surrounding us. Who could you pray Colossians 1, 9-14 over today? Now, as you and I can read in 1 John 1, 7, but if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin. Dive into God's word for more in Ephesians 6, 10-20, Colossians 1, 9-14, and 1 John chapter 1 to chapter 2, verse 2, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. If you want to help your siblings grow in their faith, it doesn't have to be complicated. Just turn them on to Keys for Kids Radio. Keys for Kids Radio makes it simple with fun, Christ-centered content that they will actually enjoy. You can help them download the Keys for Kids app or stream it live at keysforkids.net. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. Even if you don't have a steady, safe home here on earth, you can find stability and peace in Jesus. That's what Natalie will talk about. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.